Good morning, friends. Welcome back to Amber in the AM on South Cooney Radio. Tim is away for a few days. If you missed yesterday morning's show and didn't get that memo. But I'm standing in and I'm okay. Maybe not as funny, but, you know, still good. All right, so today, Creston Valley, great day again, always is, right? We have 1 degree and cloudy right now, but that's okay. The clouds will break, the sun will come out, and it'll go up to plus two. But better than minus 30 or whatever, right? So, it's kind of a slow morning sometimes. Tuesdays are hard. Maybe let's start out with Smash Mouth. Peace Frog is their song. And this came out off of their Stoned Immaculate album from the year 2000. Alright, and here you go on South Cooney Radio.
South Kootenai Radio, right here on the World Wide Web.
Lean out of the window. Go. I heard you singing a merry air. My book is closed. I read no more. Watching the fire dance on the floor. I have left my book. I have left my room. For I heard you singing through. Singing and singing a merry air. Lean out of the window, golden
Okay, so we played a couple of songs there. Smash Mouth, Peace Frog was that first one we heard. And then we had Syd Barrett, Golden Hair, and Terry Jacks, Fire on the Skyline was that last song there. And I just looked at the clock and I just remembered that it's New Year's Eve today. And gosh, it's always busy on New Year's Eve, right? Hope you're all getting your party hats ready and your bowls of chips and maybe some streamers hung. New Year's Eve is pretty fun. So I think because it's so busy and today's kind of a busy day in history as well, maybe we should just plain get on with it, right? Canadian history, a couple minutes early today. In 1929, in New York City, Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians play Auld Lang Syne to usher in the new year for the very first time in the first annual New Year's Eve party at the Hotel Roosevelt Grill. The show was broadcast over the CBC radio network. Born in London, Ontario, Guy founded the Lombardo Orchestra with his brother Carmen in 1916. Auld Lang Syne was his band's theme song before 1929, but tonight was the start of a New Year's Eve tradition. The Lombardo Orchestra is the longest-running act in show business history and has premiered over 500 hit songs, more than any other musical organization. The Lombardo New Year's Eve party, which later switched to the Waldorf Astoria Hotel, was the longest-running annual special program in radio history. The Lombardo Orchestra has performed over 1.5 billion TV viewers and TV viewers since they first telecast.
Tell everybody that I'm found in misery. So bye, baby. Girl, I won't be coming no more. Goodbye, darling. Down the road I go.
Okay, wasn't that a fun rock and roll history? I sure liked it. We started out with Connie Dover and the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra with Auld Lang Syne. And then we had Chuck Berry singing Back in the USA, Ray Charles, Hit the Road Jack, and we chose Ritchie Valens over the Beach Boys just because... Well, I like Ritchie Valens better. And then Jimi Hendrix and the Beatles. And of course, as you all may remember, my personal favorite, Elvis Presley. So we have a couple more minutes before album highlight or artist highlight. So we'll just toss in one more song. This is actually a new song. Well, it's not a new song. I just discovered it myself a few weeks ago. It's called Casey Jones by the Grateful Dead. Came out in 1970, and I guess that just means I'm way, way behind. So, let's have a little listen on South Cooney Radio.
eyes, but you still don't see. Come round the bend, you know it's the end. The fireman screams and the engine just gleams. Driving that train, I'm cocaine. Casey Jones, really, watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. And you know that notion just crossed my mind.
Hey, that's a pretty cool song, hey? I couldn't believe I didn't know it. So, it is time for album highlight or artist highlight. And I chose artist again. I chose John Mellencamp, also known as John Cougar and John Cougar Mellencamp. Born October 7th, 1951. His birthday is the day before mine. He's an American singer, songwriter, musician, painter, and occasional actor known for his catchy, populist brand of heartland rock, which emphasizes traditional instrumentation. He has sold over 400 million albums worldwide and has amassed 22 top 40 hits in the U.S. In addition, he holds the record for most tracks by a solo artist to hit number one on the Hot Mainstream Rock Tracks chart with 7 and has been nominated for 13 Grammy Awards, winning one. His latest album, No Better Than This, was released on August 17th, 2010, to widespread critical acclaim. Mellencamp is also one of the founding members of Farm Aid, an organization that began in 1985 with a concert in Champaign, Illinois, to raise awareness about the loss of family farms and to raise funds to keep families on their land. The Farm Aid concerts have remained an annual event over the past 28 years, and as of 2013, the organization has raised over $43 million to promote a strong and resilient family farm system of agriculture. Boy, that's awfully nice of him to do. So let's get some of these songs going for you. Heard So Good, played for you on South Kootenai Radio. Their New Year's Eve party in 1954. Guy Lombardo died in 1977. So that's where that song came from, in case you didn't know. Pretty cool, right? Also on this day, in 1775, American Brigadier General Richard Montgomery orders the attack on Quebec from the lower town at 5 a.m. during a bitterly cold blizzard. He is killed at a fortified gate during the firefight. Benedict Arnold is wounded. Guy Carleton, Baron Dorchester, repels Americans with the aid of Colonel Alan McLean. Standing there. This is where it gets cold. You guys stay on your side. Hey, check this out. 1947. Born in this day, Burton Cummings. He's a good guy. He's from the Guess Who, in case you've forgotten. Rock singer, songwriter, born on this day in Winnipeg, Manitoba, 1947. In 1964, the Winnipeg group Chad Allen and the Expressions released the hit single Shaken All Over with a question mark on the label, inviting listeners to guess who the band really is. The name sticks. In 1965, Cummings joins the Guess Who to replace Chad Allen on vocals. And from 65 to 75, he is lead singer and keyboardist with partners Randy Bachman, Jim Cale, Kurt Winter, Bill Wallace, Don McDougall, later Dominic Troano, and Gary Peterson. September 19th, 1969, the band recorded their debut album, Wheatfield Soul, at A&R Studios in New York. On August 16th, 1969, they appear on Dick Clark's American Bandstand to be awarded a gold record for their top 10 hit single, These Eyes, and to perform She's Come Undone. On May 9th, 1970, they rocket to the top of the Billboard Hot 100 chart and stay there for 3 weeks with their hit single, American Woman, No Sugar Tonight, making them the first Canadian group to have a number one record in the U.S. and the first to have a top 10 album, which was American Woman. Cummings played his last gig with the Guess Who at the Memorial Forum 1975, and in 1976 he played his first solo concert at the Manitoba Centennial Concert Hall in Winnipeg. Also born on this day in 1884, Elizabeth Arden, you may know her as a beautician and cosmetics manufacturer. She was born Florence Nightingale Graham on this day in 1884 in Woodbridge, Ontario, and died October 19th, 1966. After training as a nurse, Graham went to New York in 1907 and opened Elizabeth Arden Beauty Salon on Fifth Avenue in 1910. She was a shrewd business person and, spurred by competition with her rival, Helena Rubinstein, started developing a worldwide chain of beauty salons with its own line of cosmetics. By introducing eyeshadow, mascara, and lipstick tinting to match clothing, she succeeded in making makeup acceptable to respectable women. She also operated Main Chance Stables in Kentucky and bred the 1947 Kentucky Derby winner. That's cool. Some other events that happened on this day. 1982, Ottawa reported that unemployment was 12.8%, the worst since the Great Depression of the 30s. Oof, that's a bummer. 1943, Royal Canadian Air Force at peak with 215,000 men and women, 78 squadrons, including 35 overseas and 6 heading there. Canada has produced 11,000 planes so far. Oh, here's one from Fredericton. First mustering of A Company of the Infantry School Corps, the first unit of Canadian Permanent Force, later becomes the Royal Canadian Regiment. And, well, a lot of the rest is French, and I don't pronounce French much better than Tim does, so we'll just skip that. So that's a lot of cool stuff. Maybe we could play a Guess Who song for Burton Cummings. Let's see what we got here. What do they say? These Eyes? That's a good song. I like that. Actually, Tim and I went to go see the Guess Who when I was about 14. And that was probably the coolest concert I ever saw. No Sugar Tonight it is. All right. South Kootenai Radio.
Find it. Time. yo, it's 420. You're listening to South Kootenai Radio Station. Let's party up to some jazz. Or even rock at 5 o'clock. Yeah.
Okay, so we played No Sugar tonight instead of These Eyes. I saw No Sugar and just had to play it. And then there was the Black Keys, Nova Baby was that song, and Doobie Brothers, Tell Me What You Want. All very good songs, but it is time for the news. So we'll let those guys chat with you for a little bit, and then right after that we'll have more good tunes on South Kootenai Radio.
This is CBC News. I'm Karen Hauerluck. One of the most famous race car drivers in the world is in critical condition in hospital tonight. Retired Formula One champion Michael Schumacher had to have brain surgery today following a skiing accident in the French Alps. A statement from the Mirabel Resort says Schumacher, who was wearing a helmet, hit his head on a rock. It's not clear if he's still in a coma. Schumacher is 44. He is a seven-time Formula One champion. The Russian government has ordered extra security at airports and railway stations after a suicide bomb attack at the central station in Volgograd. At least 16 people were killed. Daniel Sanford reports.
The bomb went off at the line of X-ray machines and metal detectors found in most Russian railway stations and airports, a security measure designed to prevent exactly this sort of attack. The attack has reawakened old fears about security in the build-up to the Winter Olympics. The host city, Sochi, is right on the edge of Russia's troubled Caucasus republics and their long-running Islamist insurgency.
The BBC's Daniel Sanford reporting. A container ship that sent out a distress call off the coast of Newfoundland earlier today is now at anchor. The ship's crew is trying to figure out how to fix a gash in the hull. Earlier, a helicopter plucked four passengers off the ship. One of them was a very calm Richard Cumro.
Well, they were taken over in a helicopter. It was a great experience, very professional. I loved it.
The ship is in a bay near the town of Portugal Cove South. Well, police were taking notes today at a funeral visitation in Montreal for reputed mob boss Vito Rizzuto. Rizzuto died last week of natural causes. He led a powerful criminal organization that reached beyond Canada's borders. Author Antonio Nicasso is an expert on organized crime and the mafia.
When Mr. Rizzuto was in jail, the victims were only on one side. After his return, many people that challenged his turf died in a violent way. So it's really interesting to see who's showing up, what kind of a criminal organization attended the event or send the representative, just to see, to have a little bit of a clue of what's going on with the people on one side and people on the other side.
Rizzuto returned to Montreal after serving 6 years for his part in a triple murder. He was 67 when he died. The U.S. National Security Agency's secret collection of Americans' telephone calls appears to be headed to the Supreme Court. That's after conflicting opinions from two federal judges. The surveillance became public after being leaked by intelligence analyst Edward Snowden. And now there's word of more leaks. Nathan Ross reports.
The latest comes from a German news magazine that says the NSA has a team of elite hackers who intercept computer deliveries and, quote, get the ungettable. The magazine based its story on documents leaked by former government contractor Edward Snowden. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, former CIA and NSA director Michael Hayden says Snowden's leaks have made the NSA, quote, infinitely weaker. He then defended one surveillance program in question.
Our history as a people demand that we be alarmed, that we be concerned about this. But our concerns should be governed on the facts of the case and not the emotion of the case.
And the facts, he says, is that the phone data collected by the NSA is hardly touched and only used when there's a reasonable suspicion that it's associated with terrorism.
NPR's Nathan Roth. And finally, hydro crews in New Brunswick are facing a setback as they work to restore power to more than 4,000 customers after last weekend's ice storm. Heavy snow is hitting the province. Brent Staben speaks for NB Power.
If the effects of this storm are minimal, our intention right now is to have everyone reconnected, or the great majority of our customers reconnected by 10 p.m. On New Year's Eve. Let's just hope the storm doesn't impact things too greatly.
The weather was causing problems in Quebec as well. Snow and wind were causing sporadic outages. And in Toronto, where at last count 6,000 were without power, officials hope to have everyone back on the grid tonight. And that's the latest from CBC News.
I'm not totally certain, but didn't that sound an awful lot like yesterday's news? I'm going to have a check on that, because I think it was yesterday's news. Oh, well. So, back to more music. The good stuff, right? Everybody likes dancing, and you got to warm up for tonight. Stretch your legs. Stretch out your back. Let's try Rick Derringer. He's cool. I like him. This is Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, and he put this out in 2009 on the Knighted by the Blues album. Let's have a listen.
Clover, you'll be in clover. We'll go out and spend all of you. bucket of yours.
Isn't that song just the funniest? I love it. Bargain Shop Panties. Do you have a bargain shop in your town? They're not usually too far off the highway. And we threw money, or blew money in there just after Rick Derringer. But guess what time it is now? That's right, friends. It's time for This Day in Rock and Roll History. Today is New Year's Eve. As mentioned in This Day in Canadian History, we have Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians played Auld Lang Syne. Apparently I said that wrong the first time, but too bad. It's hard. It's one of those kinds of words that you just sound it out and it still doesn't turn out right. Okay, so as mentioned, Guy Lombardo, Royal Canadians, Auld Lang Syne. Then we jump to 1952. Needing a replacement for an ailing saxophonist for a New Year's Eve show, pianist band leader Johnny Johnson calls a guitar-playing acquaintance named Chuck Berry. Okay, and then Ray Charles, 1960, hits number 28 with the song Ruby. In 1961, a Ritchie Valens Memorial Concert is held in Long Beach at the Civic Auditorium. That's in California. On the bill are the youthful Beach Boys, making one of their earliest appearances. 1969, Jimi Hendrix introduced his new band of gypsies at a show that was recorded and later released as the live album Band of Gypsies. Okay. And then on this date in 1970, Paul McCartney filed a suit to dissolve the Beatles. Also on this day, 1971, the Beatles broke up. Bummer. Okay, and then we jump all the way to 1975. Dig this. Elvis Presley performs for 60,000 fans at the Silver Dome in Pontiac, Michigan. He set a world record for earning $800,000 for a single concert by a single artist. Man, that guy's cool. Everything's awesome. So, let's listen to this song. What is it? Auld Lang Syne. We do not have it by Guy Lombardo, but I'm sure Connie Dover does just as good as job. Should have maybe said Happy New Year. Oh!
Oh, Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and auld lang syne? For auld lang syne, my dear, a cup of kindness yet for auld lang syne.
Oh well, oh well, I feel so good today.
It's Marty Hendrix, and the Ray Lester will help us do the next tune right here. It's Marty Hendrix. Yeah, that's right. talking over. I thought we had a better understanding. Oh, baby. Don't be so chilly. You don't want to see me cry. I'm on my knees. Baby, don't be like that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're listening to This Day in Rock and Roll History on South Kootenai Radio.
Broadcasting out of South Kootenai Radio, out of the Creston Valley. Beautiful sunny day.
Oh, as a girl, you all of my money. Yeah, My parents live in the same small town. Enough to say, look who's in the big town. But my bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town.
Okay, so a little John Mellencamp for you. I started with Hurt So Good and then Lonely Old Night and Small Town. Those are some of my favorites from him. And so that's kind of the end of the show, guys. It's over. Can you believe it? That was awfully quick today, wasn't it? But Tim and I hope that you have a very happy new year. And don't forget to drink responsibly. That's so important. We don't need anyone getting hurt. So, have a good New Year's, be safe, and we will see you in 2014. We'll get the news going for you and then regular programming on South Cooney Radio. Happy New Year!
This is CBC News. I'm Karen Howerlock.